Welcome to Daily Chit Chat. I'm Richard.
I'm Audrey.
Let's talk about what's streaming.
What's not streaming?
What we like.
What we don't like.
And maybe some random things in between.
Likely lots of things in between.
All right, let's chit-chat. Are we moving right along? I don't even know what number we're on anymore. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know. This is so fun. I'm like,
we're just lost in the work.
We're just chatting.
All right. Hello again. Welcome to another morning, afternoon, evening. I don't know when you're listening to this episode of Daily Chit Chat. I'm Richard again.
I'm Audrey again.
And still. They're
miraculous.
Yeah, it is just crazy how days will pass, but for us, it feels like moments only.
Only moments.
Fleeting little moments. Okay, I got one for you. This is a good discussion because we're both theater people.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah. What is your opinion on live theater that is videotaped or otherwise recorded in various qualities of professional to non-professional?
Okay. I think, you know, it is interesting. I've thought about this a little bit as far as like, are you like, at what point is it a movie, you mean? Like versus
sure.
theater?
That's a good point too. You can throw that into the discussion because you have shows that are live. Let's say if we talk about Broadway shows, we have shows that are live, but they're finite to an extent. Like there are shows right now that are not finite, like Phantom of the Opera, Wicked, etc. But there are shows that...
Sure. Still good and going.
Yeah. Those are going, but there are some that come and go so quickly, you don't know if you'll ever be able to catch them. If they ever go on tour, you might see them in your hometown. But... Sometimes there is a record kept of a movie, or flip side, they make a Hollywood version of it. So these are things that we should discuss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it is interesting. I think obviously you have something when you are sitting in the audience of a show and it's happening and you are a part of that, like, give and take between that story happening in front of you and then like experiencing that. And there was a study, gosh, I wish I knew. I'll have to find it. Maybe I can send it to you. We could put it in the show notes or something. But they recorded the heartbeats of everybody that watched a show. And at the end of the show, everyone's heartbeats were in sync.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that insane?
That's wild.
And it's so cool to, right? And to have something that is tangibly recorded in that way that speaks to the connection or that, I guess, like live quote unquote magic that can happen. I think that's so fascinating. So obviously if you have the ability to see a show in person, that's preferable, but there's something to be said too about, as you say, if a show is only there for a brief moment and maybe the only way you're able to experience it is through some kind of recording, then that's still worthwhile. But I think it's noted when you're watching it that like there's something lost when you're watching a recording.
Yeah.
And I think that it is just that whatever that live spark or connection that's happening and being created between people in the audience, which I love that that exists. And I love that it's a bit of a mystery as to what specifically that is. But it's so cool.
Yeah. Like you said, the word connection, I feel like that's what it is when you're in a live theater situation. You're not only connected to the performers on stage that are breathing the same oxygen as you, but also, like you say, the audience you're engaged with, and you're all on a journey together, and some people are laughing and crying together in the audience. So you are more in sync emotionally, and it moves you to see it live. Where, I mean, just the mere fact that when the sound system is all around you versus you're watching it on a TV and... No matter.
Absolutely.
Right? You could have the best surround sound, but it's still not the live sound that you got in the theater. Yeah, it's hard. Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I'm such a Broadway stan that I will go to the show if I can. I will watch a poorly recorded version of the show if I can. I will support professional recordings because I'm like, yeah, you should eventually do a professional recording so we can have it. A lot of the Sondheim shows, you and I were never able to see Sunday in the Park with George on Broadway. We weren't, you know, around.
Right.
And then the other Sondheim programs, Into the Woods, Sweeney Todd. These are shows that the original casts come together and they made a film of it. And we have a piece of that that we miss because we were either not born or too young to even know what a theater show was. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's special that there are ways where we can, I guess, capture that moment or that creation, you know, as close to being there as possible.
Right. Like, obviously, even those recordings weren't in high definition and they weren't, you know, digital sound. However, I'm glad that they did it.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. I'll plop in a Sunday in the Park with George if I want a good cry because it's like a beautiful artistic musical. Mm-hmm. And then that there's something to be said about revivals. That's the reason revivals happen is because if it's a good show, you want to see it again, but new, but the same, but new.
Right. And utilizing, I guess, the new, I don't know, whatever technology or abilities that you have. But there is something reflective about those revivals as well, right? Because they're, as you say, they're trying to recapture, but also bring in something new. So I don't know. It's interesting to have a story be told with some kind of previous awareness of itself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And what's so striking, I've talked about this on the other podcasts that I do, but not on Daily Chit Chat, where you have the revival of Company right now, which is totally, like you say, innovative, using modern technology and gender swapping roles even, that brings such a new flavor to it. But it is still hearkening back to the original story of Company, just, you know, with some twists and turns, but it's all very reflective on itself as well as making it anew for a new generation. And it had the blessing of Stephen Sondheim before he passed away. So it's like, whoa.
Right. Yes. All of the things aligning together at once.
Yeah. So like if you want to see right now running in New York City, Broadway's Company, this will be the last show that Stephen Sondheim like had his, you know, presence in.
That's so wild. That's powerful.
Yeah. So even though he's passed away, his presence was a part of this musical.
That gave me shivers. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, so I know not everyone can go and watch it, but I'm hoping that it goes on tour. It's a popular show and it's really funny. The funniest version of Company I've ever seen. I was like, ah.
Wow. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And I love Company. I've watched all the different versions that they've captured, either the New York Philharmonic Orchestra version with Neil Patrick Harris or the 2007 Raul Esparza version. So I'm a fan already, but this was like the best for me. I was like, this is it.
Wow. What is your favorite thing about the show? Or maybe that's a lot of pressure, like your favorite specific thing, but what speaks to you?
Well, the character of Amy has been converted to Jamie, and instead of a straight wedding, it's a gay wedding, and I'm like, I love a gay wedding. So
very cool. Yeah. We love a gay wedding.
Yeah, so that becomes like, it was already the funniest part of all versions of Company, but I think that like upped it a little bit too, making it wedding, and you know, he's the one like having a nervous breakdown before, you know, saying I do. Yeah, I loved it. So yeah, when we saw it, my night that I saw it, that was a standing ovation number two. Everyone stood up.
Wow. Oh man, what a show.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, when the whole audience, like you say, is on board, then it becomes like,
yes.
Oh. So expressive.
I'm always impressed by the people who are like the first people to stand up in a standing ovation. Like they just do it. Yeah. And sometimes I've been to a couple shows where there's a few of those people and they're like, I'm going to stand. And then like not everybody stands. And then they just keep standing. And it's I'm impressed by them. I'm glad that they do that. Yeah. That's a risk.
Well, and hey, I support all theater. My friends and I were talking somewhere, sometime at some location, and we were like, no, we will see the most community, you know, budget theater thing ever. And then sometimes it still moves you. You know what I mean? Even though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Even if it's the like less educated actors, less money in the sets, less this, less that. But there's some heart in it that you do feel. And you're like, shoot, they did the the most like low budget version of such and such show. And I'm crying, you know, like, oh, no.
Yeah, I love those shows. I think are even more, not necessarily more meaningful, but there's something to be said when people are able to capture the heart of a story. And when this, because really, at the end of the day, it's the story that carries through, and an audience will go to great lengths to fill in the blanks on stage. You know, like you could have a show that is, you know, two boxes, right? And that's like your set piece for the whole thing. And maybe there's no set, but you can communicate this really beautiful story. And when that happens, I think it just goes to the core of like what theater is and what it's accomplishing. Like you are creating this moment in time, and everyone is on board together and accepting that this is what's happening right now, and that it is real to some extent.
Oh,
and that's so amazing. You know, that's just such a human thing to tell a story, but to make it come alive in that way is so amazing.
Agreed. Well, on that note, my gosh, we can't really top that. So, so we'll discuss other things in the day to come. And then,
yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.